Like their counterparts across the country, villagers in the Shurugi communal lands live mostly on food crops they grow themselves. The Shurugi communal area falls under Region 3 of the 5 agroecological or natural regions into which the country is divided and receives an average annual rainfall of 725 millimeters, less than that of Regions 1 and 2. But this year rainfall is way down and the outlook for crop harvests is disappointing. The fear of recurring seasons of hunger has spurred many to try dairy farming under the Shurugi Dairy Cooperative based at Tongogara Business Center. The cooperative's secretary, Lazarus Chuuswa, tells Studio 7 that the project started back in 2001 after the villagers were taught about dairy farming by the state-owned Agricultural and Rural Development Authority. But Chuuswa said owing to various problems, including the national economic meltdown, the cooperative only became fully functional in July 2011 after receiving assistance from the NGO Swedish Cooperative Center.
When we experienced economic problems, a donor organization came to our rescue. They chipped in with the assistance of basically gadgets to do with the milk processing, milk storage, and so forth. So they did that. They also helped us with the procurement of dairy cows. It was a combination of cows and heifers.
The Shurugi Dairy Cooperative has 160 members drawn from 10 of Shurugi's 24 wards. 60 of the members benefited from the Swedish Cooperative Center's donation of 60 dairy cows and heifers. Most cooperative members who did not receive the donation currently milk their own indigenous cows. Every day, members send their milk to Tongogara, where the milk is processed and sold. They receive money from the sales of the milk at the end of each month. Chuuswa says the cooperative has helped improve the lives of its members, but is quick to add that the project continues to face numerous problems, including the fact that some members do not own any cattle and inadequate funding means there isn't enough transport.
We only have got one truck, which is supposed to be collecting milk from the 10 branches we have. And it is the same truck which is supposed to market the products. So you find that we sometimes we just slot in 2 days for the truck to move around collecting milk from farmers. And it's a big challenge because we are not able to reach every other farmer.
Julia Chundra is a worker with the Agriculture Ministry's Agricultural Technical and Extension Services and works with the Shurugi Dairy Cooperative. Chundra says dairy farming is not as expensive and difficult as most people think. She says villagers in most parts of Zimbabwe, except for those in natural regions 3 and 4, which have a hot and dry climate, can venture into dairy farming, adding that it may bring them more income than crop farming. Fombo Shumba is the vice chairperson of the Shurugi Dairy Cooperative. She says the cooperative has been very helpful to its 35 female members, some of whom are single mothers and widows. 55-year-old Nelly Amposhiwa agrees the cooperative has improved her life.
Like most people, I was used to growing traditional food crops like maize and small grains. But I decided to also get into dairy farming. I milk twice a day and we take the milk to the processing center. The dairy project has improved my life a lot. I no longer have problems paying school fees for my grandchildren as I get money from the sale of milk at the end of the month.
The Shurugi Dairy Cooperative processes an average of 110 liters of milk per day. Both fresh and sour milk is sold to individuals and schools in the area. While dairy production also suffers in droughts, as cows need to eat in order to produce milk, the cooperative is an example of how some villagers are seeking to improve their livelihoods through diversified farming. Looking at milk production nationwide, the Agriculture Ministry says milk output in the first 2 months of 2013 is up over the same period last year and should reach 70 million liters by the end of the year, though that is still short of the national demand of 120 million liters per year. The ministry says there are currently 222 registered dairy farmers in Zimbabwe, with the national dairy herd standing at about 26,000 cows. Like other sectors, dairy farming has suffered a decline in the wake of the land reform program. Reporting for Studio 7 from Tongogara Business Center in Shurugwi, this is Taurai Shava.